Coming up here on KNKX is a story from the latest episode of Sound Effect. The theme is peace of mind. Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing has more.
Can you just describe what you're doing now?
So right now, I'm going to get ready to brew up a jebbina.
And what's a jebbina?
So the jebbina is the Ethiopian coffee pot.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Wing, and you're tuned to Sound Effect on 88.5 KNKX. And this is Solomon Dubé. He's the 29-year-old founder of Café Avol, a cozy little coffee shop in Rainier Valley. It's one of the only places in Seattle where you can get Ethiopian coffee brewed the traditional way in what's called a jebbina. It's a clay pot with a long neck and a short spout.
When I first bought my first jebbina, my aunt would examine the jebbina. She'd put her ear against the straw and she'd knock on the bottom of the pot and just to hear, to see if there's enough airflow going in it. But it's very interesting.
So they're all handmade?
They're all handmade.
Solomon was born and raised in Seattle, but his family is from Ethiopia, where the coffee plant was first discovered. And they take coffee seriously. But it's not just about the taste. It's a whole event.
The thing that I like about it, about the jebbina, is the social aspect. So typically, like, my mom would invite her friends over, and they'll sit there for about 2 to 3 hours, maybe an hour, you know, just hanging out and just drinking and just sharing coffee. And you'd go through 3 rounds of the jebbina. The first round is called avol, and that just signifies, like, it's like just the richest, the first round, and everybody knows, like, hey, you know, this is the first round. But what will happen is they'll add water, rebrew the pot, and you would get a huletenga, which means second. And that's the second round that we'll go to. And then once we're done with that pot, we'll do the third round, which is buttercut. And when you get to buttercut, it's like that signification, like, okay, we're done. We'll say our final farewells.
It's so much more involved than going to a coffee shop right now where you could text your order ahead of time.
Right. It's not something that's like you're just your quick in and out, let me go live my life. It's more so like, well, what's going on in your life? What's the latest topic that we could talk about today? One thing I noticed in Ethiopia was how I was really at peace when it came down to just the social aspect of life. I mean, you know, people worked, people get their things done, but they found a way to really just be at peace and just chill. I'd wake up in the morning, my aunt would cook breakfast and would be at the house, and shortly after, it's time for the jebbina time now. And here we go again.
Do you see this coffee shop creating that setting here?
Yeah, it's sort of building that culture of sitting down and sharing coffee together. In Ethiopian culture, when we eat injera, it's one huge platter for everyone to eat with. And the same thing with the jebbina, it's one coffee pot for everybody to drink out of. They say that when two people eat for one plate, they argue less.